Wow, I listened to Song of Solomon on Saturdays, and I also listened to a song, The Heart of God. But this week, I just have not been able to get out of my head something that just totally impacted me. I was watching The Chosen's Christmas special. They kind of went back and they shared the Shepherd, which was the pilot episode once again. But before that, they went and had people singing and different things like that. And they had a few of the actors talking, and they went from Genesis to Christ, so they'd have those little breaks in between telling, the story of the Israelites as if that person was, an Israelite. And it was really, really good. And what was really neat is that Dallas Jenkins talked about what he did in The Shepherd and the reason why he had, like the shepherds running, to go see Jesus. And, I mean, all these things, I've watched The Shepherd, and yeah, little things that, as an artist, I kind of, wonder sometimes, or in the back of my mind kind of thing. But it was like when he got there, it was just like no noise. They didn't do any noise. They stopped the music. They stopped everything, And, it's just an artistic thing. And I thought, oh, well, he just wants to make an emphasis. Well, he explained what the emphasis was. And it was just, man, I'm going to try to talk about this without crying because it's so amazing because it defies logic. Number one, it defies the logic as I sit here and just meditate on it. And because it defies logic so much, then my emotions want to get involved and I just start to lose it. But anyway, hopefully I can share this Christmas meditation in a way that I can be clear. But it was just interesting to note that it was from, again, a song that he took personally, that he listened to, that influenced the reason why he wanted to do the pilot episode. At the time, he had lost everything, lost, he did a movie and it flopped at the box office. Anyway, he was at the bottom of the barrel. And just that's perfect, And he was ready, and he wanted to do this, for his church. That's what he did. He did it for his church, the shepherd. And so, anyhow, so you get to that part where they just cut off all sounds, and he went on to explain, you think about it. He said, and I'm paraphrasing him, right? For 400 years, God said nothing. And we can try to derive logic or things like that. Well, he didn't say nothing because people just didn't care. And he didn't say, no, he prepared this. He was intentional. He was intentionally silent. No, I'm not saying that it had nothing to do with the people's hearts not being inclined to the word of God, to the Lord himself, and things like that. But it's all part of God's weaving hand, okay? And this is, then when God spoke, he spoke things in existence in Genesis. His word is powerful. His word is impacting. And so for 400 years, nothing. And I love how the actor explained that. He was like, because he was, pretending to be an Israelite. I mean, there's nothing like God saying nothing. It's an awful silence. It's a horrible silence. And I mean, it got me thinking, like being in pitch black. Darkness, so dark that you could feel it, like what God did to Egypt. Can you imagine a silence that you could literally just feel the depravity and a silence from God? And so, we go and we talk about the Old Testament, we talk about how God spoke and he thundered and everything. And for 400 years he said nothing. And the first sound of his mouth was a cry. I'm like, what? I just never thought of that. I never thought God spoke. He spoke. And he was a baby. And I'm like, what? I mean, it's just, we talk about Christ is the reason for this season, but like us, we don't have traditional Christmas. It never was a thing for us. And but one thing I do remember is As a child, I was obsessed with making mangers. Sometimes, and my mom, they wouldn't get a Christmas tree every year or whatever. And, Christmas tree tends to be important to a lot of people. And I try to do like Christmas tree, but I always defaulted to doing a manger. If I had a choice of, craft constructing my Christmas tree, it was a manger. And I'm 50 years old now. And see how God, he brought that up just a few moments ago. He prepared me to receive that simple message from Dallas Jenkins as to why he cut off all sounds, just to give us that feel, that artistic feel of God's silence, and then to hear the baby crying. And it's just like, and I love that scene. I always did. It just kind of like, it's kind of like, logic is telling you what's going on, but having him explain it, and it means a lot, so. And then, oh man, they had this family singing "O Holy Night." Oh man, forget it. I just totally just lost it. It was, oh, and they're such spirit-filled family. To me, that was my favorite song in the whole special. And it was because it made sense. It made sense. You want to talk about holiness. You want to talk about amazing. Here's the God of all creation, whose power spoke all things into existence, whose very word would wipe whole peoples out, presented himself as a baby. It just, and his first sounds was that of a baby. And as a mom who's had babies, I'm talking about, birthing a child. At that moment, that first moment, my desire personally is wanting to hear that baby's cry. Until I hear that baby's cry, it just, there's a bit of a disconnect. And if it's longer, of course, it's going to be fearful disconnect. That's kind of what happened with Jesse. He didn't start breathing right away, kind of thing. But to think, that was such a fearful time of nothingness. And then he cried. Wow. Anyhow, just thought I'd share a little bit of what God has been showing me, and definitely making Christmas way, way beyond my mind, my logical mind to comprehend, and way beyond my emotions. Won't, every time I think about it, I just start crying. And it's just amazing. Our God is absolutely amazing. So I pray you have a wonderful, wonderful time with the Lord, and especially have a wonderful Christmas.